For CRI News, this is Victor Ning. China's central authorities are looking to make headway on three major areas next year, including systemic risk, poverty alleviation, and pollution control. This follows a meeting of the CPC Central Committee. The meeting, which has been chaired by Xi Jinping, has focused on analyzing and studying economic priorities in 2018. The meeting also covered other issues, including supply-side structural reforms, accelerating housing development and turning out more products that are environmentally friendly, such as electric vehicles. The Chinese government has filed a formal complaint with the Australian government following suggestions the Chinese side is infiltrating Australia. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has been on record saying his government is taking reports on Chinese infiltration in Australia seriously. The Chinese government says any suggestion of so-called Chinese influence and infiltration in Australia has been made up out of thin air, saying the suggestion is full of prejudice against China. In making the statement, the Chinese side is calling on Australia to abandon a Cold War mindset, saying the Australian side should be moving to try to deepen bilateral ties. New stats show China's consumer price index, a major gauge of inflation, has come in up 1.7% year-on-year in November. It is down slightly from October's rise of 1.9%. The National Bureau of Statistics is also reporting the Producer Price Index, which measures costs for goods at the factory gate, are up 5.8% year-on-year in November. Firefighters are battling several intense wind-driven wildfires that have been sweeping across densely populated Southern California. The wildfires have destroyed at least 500 structures and chased 190,000 people from their homes over the past 5 days. More than 5,700 firefighters from across California are battling six large wildfires and other smaller blazes that have erupted since Monday. They range from the Los Angeles area and up the Pacific coast to the Santa Barbara area. They are being stoked by the fierce westward Santa Ana winds. Local authorities say some 23,000 homes are under direct threat from the massive blazes. At least 14 UN peacekeepers have been killed and 53 others wounded in an attack launched by rebel forces in the DR Congo. Three other UN peacekeepers are also missing after a three-hour firefight. Suspected militants from the Allied Democratic Forces are said to be behind the assault, which took place at a UN mission in the town of Somaliki. The ADF is an Islamist rebel group said to have originated in neighboring Uganda. The area has been the scene of repeated attacks. At least 26 people were killed during a rebel ambush in the region in October. A British envoy says that his country does not agree with the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital and has no plans to move the British embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Matthew Rycroft, the British ambassador to the UN, says Britain's position on the status of Jerusalem is clear and long-standing. It should be determined through a negotiated settlement between Israelis and Palestinians, and Jerusalem should ultimately be the shared capital of the Israeli-Palestinian states. The official also says Britain disagrees with the U.S. decision to move its embassy to Jerusalem and to unilaterally recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital before a final status agreement. Rycroft has made the remarks during an emergency meeting of the Security Council on the issue of Jerusalem, which was called by Britain and seven other council members following a decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump's Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Powell will step down from her position early next year. In making the announcement, the White House is calling Powell a key trusted advisor in this administration. Powell, who started to serve the administration in March, is expected to be one of the several aides to leave the White House at the one-year mark of Trump's presidency. 44-year-old Powell has been in Trump's inner circle and a key aide to National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. She has played a key role in Trump's Middle East agenda, along with the president's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.